Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Good morning, all. This is Project Independence and You here at Senior Talk Radio, WCWP.org, 88.1 on your FM dial. If you still have a dial, you can actually turn it to 88.1. Otherwise, you can stream this show live from WCWP.org. And also, there all the shows are archived, so you can listen to any show at any time. So today is going to be a great show as usual. We have some terrific guests. And first, I just want to mention our co-host today, which is Ruth Walasoff.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here, Ruth. Ruth is an active Project Independence member and is involved in a lot of different programs with Project Independence. And she's part of the advisory and was there when I think the Disability Committee first started out. So we really appreciate all that you do with Project Independence in the town. And we're happy to have you back as a co-host.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And our guests today are going to be the fabulous, incredible Kelly Steinman. Kelly is a Project Independence nurse for many years, and we'll find out how many shortly. Kelly is very involved with all the Project Independence members, and she is a great support as well and part of the Northwell team. So we're happy to have Kelly here. Our next guest is going to be Dana Lopez, and she's the Director of Marketing and Communications at the Inn, the Interfaith Nutrition Network. And we'll be talking about holiday volunteer opportunities and what a better time to kind of coax people to come and volunteer and help out other people who may not have as much and are in need. So that's great. And then we will go to old time radio, listening to The Fixer, which is a show, the FBI in Peace and War, that first aired in 1950. And then after that will be Talk of the Town with the fabulous Christina Liu, who is a radio show producer and puts every show together here. So each week we have guests. They just arrive, they show up, and we get to have fun and talk to them while Christina does all the work and makes everybody look really good. We sit here, we have all our notes. So great appreciation goes out to Christina and all these shows over the years. And I'm always happy to guest host. I'm Rebecca Miller, and whenever John Ryan has a conflict, I'm happy to come over and guest host the show. So here we go. All right, that's it. The show's over. Introduction so long. Kelly.
Hi.
So glad to have you here today.
Thank you.
We're going to be talking a lot about keeping healthy during the winter months, and which is really important to do, especially as we get older.
Especially.
And you want to kind of be really safe and, you know, maybe even ask yourself, do I really need to go out? You know, do I really need to go out if there's ice and snow or potential ice and snow? Do you want to be stuck somewhere?
No, you want to have a plan.
It's all about the planning.
It's always about the plan.
So Project Independence is really about planning. Planning,
exactly.
Planning for everything, any circumstance. What are some of the common, I want to say barriers, but what are some of the common issues that seniors come across as the months get colder?
They're, most seniors, I always hear this, is they're afraid to turn their thermostat up because they're not going to have enough money to pay their bills. So they're
that
afraid.
That could be a real problem.
Yes, it's a very real problem, and unfortunately, it's a real problem for most seniors. You don't really think about it. When you know, us jumping in a nice warm car, we do our remote start, we get into a nice warm car. A lot of people don't have that luxury. So if they're stuck at home, they don't want to put their thermostat up. They think, oh, I'll be okay. And it's not necessarily the case. When you get older, you lose your body fat, and it's not so easy to feel the cold affecting you. So if you do have a problem with keeping your thermostat up, and you really should keep your thermostat at least 65, I like to say 68, at least 68.
I think 65 is cold.
65 is cold. That's what the recommendations are 65. I like to say 68 because a lot of people live in an older home. They're not insulated very well. So if you actually look at your thermostat, even though it's set at 68, the temperature in your home is probably less than 65.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's not easy for seniors, but if you are concerned about a financial problem, we have social workers that can help you with this problem, and there's many different avenues that they can go to help you for that.
Right. So if you find yourself, if you're even thinking that way now before the day's coming, call 311, the town's 311 call center.
That's the magic number.
It sure
311.
Is. You can call 311 if you live in the town of North Hempstead from your home. And if you're on your cell phone, you can call 869-6311. And one of the social workers will most certainly help you with your plan for the winter so that you're not cold in your home and that you really kind of understand how important it is to keep that temperature at 65, which is cold.
Which is cold.
You know?
That's why I say 68.
Very cold.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So a lot of the other issues that come in, too, is someone, as we get older, for whatever reason it is, we tend to not have as great balance as we once did. Maybe we're on a temporary medication. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe we've had some kind of, health issue recently. Mm-hmm. So you really need to also be extra careful when walking outside. In any kind of weather.
Any kind of weather, especially during the cold weather. You could see a puddle outside and it could be black ice.
I was going to say black ice.
Yes.
Black ice, I fell on black ice myself. And I thought it was water, and you walk differently through water than you do through ice. And I fell, and it was disastrous.
Yes, and falling when it's cold out and the ground is frozen, it could be devastating. It's much different if you're falling in the summertime when your grass is nice and plump. But if you're falling on this hard ground, it really can be very devastating. So you really want to be careful. You want to have that plan. You want to watch the weather. If it's going to be below freezing, why do you need to go outside? You
Right.
should already have this plan. You should have your food. You know, you go to the supermarket. If there's going to be, a chance of flurries, everybody is at the supermarket getting bread and milk. You should already have bread and milk in the house. If you don't and you can't get out to the store, call one of the nurses or one of the social workers. We could help you get food delivered to your home.
That's 311.
Yes.
311, yeah.
Most grocery stores will deliver for a small fee to your home. There's ways of doing that. So you don't need, if it's going to be bad weather or very cold weather, there's no reason to go out. If you feel that you're a very active person and you want to get out, just be very careful. Be conscious of what's in front of you. Don't carry a lot of things in your hands. Have your hands free. Look out in front of you.
Right.
And walk slowly.
Yes.
What are some easy ways for a senior person to be safe in the winter?
Doing what? Walking outside?
Eating healthy, exercise, et cetera, et cetera.
The best thing that you can do as a senior is to take care of yourself. So you want to eat healthy. You want to get enough rest. You don't want to take any risks. So if there's something that you're having some problems with, like if your doctor just put you on new medications, you're not feeling well, feel free to call one of the nurses. We can go over that medication with you. We can go over with you the risk that it can cause, whether or not maybe it's a water pill and all of a sudden now you're running to the bathroom multiple times during the day and at night. Well, maybe there's just a little tweak in that medication that we can talk to your doctor about and maybe schedule it at a different time that you're not doing that. And we can go over ways that can make you safer at home. Maybe decluttering your way to the bathroom. We all know that we like to come in and put stuff down. Well, if you're constantly putting stuff down and putting it down,
and then forget where you put it.
Yes, you need to also put stuff away or maybe get rid of some stuff.
That happens in every season, though, Ruth. I think.
Right.
Yes.
And that happens to younger people also. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, all the time.
Yes.
All the time. One of the things I just wanted to say, just going back to the weather for 1 minute, and then we'll talk more about, healthy eating and all that, because that's an important part of it, is so not just in winter, but if you listen to the news, which I think a lot of our seniors do and read the paper, we always have a little bit of a head start. You know, if you hear looks like snow, it's Monday and they're talking about the weekend, don't wait until now it looks like we're really going to get it, and even if we don't. So if you hear that there's a possibility of snow over the weekend, now is the time to get what you need. Don't right. wait until, okay, now it's imminent, it's coming, it's 10 inches, you know. This way, just make sure you prepare mm-hmm. ahead of time. We've had a lot of situations in the town, you know, during storms, even Sandy and hurricanes, where we know it's coming. It's 2 weeks away. It's in Florida. It's coming at 4 miles an hour. We know the date. But for some reason, mm-hmm. we put off getting to the stores. And what happens when that happens is you get to the store and sometimes the shelves are empty.
And you panic.
And you panic. And now you're making plans, or maybe, you know, especially if it's a hurricane, you know, make those plans to maybe go stay somewhere else, especially if you're living alone. You want to kind of plan mm-hmm. ahead. So as soon as you get that little hint on the news, I would plan from that day. I would, mm-hmm. Pay attention to the weather, but plan for the worst. And, you know, if the storm, you ride out the storm or the storm passes, then you're better off.
It's the same thing with the snow coming. So you should have a plan of where you could stay in case it is really more than they predict. Now, being a weatherman is nice because partly sunny, partly cloudy every day is they're pretty close, right?
Yeah.
So, but have a plan. So if we're going to get more than 6 inches of snow and you don't think you're going to be get out of your house, you should have a plan. Either your neighbor is going to shovel you out so you can get out, or you can stay with some family, some friends. It could be a lot of fun if you have staying with some friends, I might say.
Like a pajama party.
Right.
Yeah.
But you should also have the plan, like Rebecca said, to have food in the house, not wait to the last minute. Have medication. So if you're going to need a renewal of medication.
Very important.
And you run out during that storm, not a good thing. So you want to also make sure that you have enough medication to get you through that week period. Listen, many snowstorms, you can be up and out of your house within a couple days. So you should be able to be okay in your home for a couple days. Even in bad weather, in the summertime, some trees go down if we have a bad storm. You still should be able to survive in your house for a couple days. And that's what it's all about, having a plan. So if you don't think that at this point where you are staying in your home, you don't know how you could survive for a couple days, you definitely need to call me. Because we need to discuss, that's just not a small issue.
Right.
That's a much bigger issue than we think right now.
And you know, also because with Project Independence, of course, we have this great transportation program.
Right.
But when the weather's bad, the taxi drivers actually have to come from their home to get to their right. to their place of business and then be dispatched from there. So if they can't get in, so you have to look at the whole picture. You know, mm-hmm. if we do have a great shopping program, you can call 311 and we could take you to your supermarket at no charge. But if the weather's really bad, you know, where those taxi drivers may not be able to make it. So kind of right. look at the whole picture
right.
and really do a great plan. And I know
so
that.
So be organized.
Yeah, be organized. Yeah, definitely.
Right. That's, it's not all just bread and milk.
Right. It's right. not all. It's no. not all just bread and milk, though I have seen that little
yes.
video, which is quite funny.
So you were talking about eating healthy.
Yes.
So, for example, what do you mean?
A lot of times when you get older, you don't want to cook. Right. So the easiest thing for seniors to do is to really buy prepared foods. That is very unhealthy. As a senior, you might have congestive heart failure, some other problems where your body retains water. Anything that's prepared always has a lot of sodium in it, and you wind up ending up in problems. So if that's the case, we want to talk to you because we want to show you other ways and maybe get you involved with a nutritionist that can discuss with you better things to eat.
And you know what? When we come back after this short break, because it's been 15 minutes already.
It seemed like 2 minutes.
It always flies by. We'll continue talking with Kelly Steinman about winter health tips for seniors. And it's really good information for everybody and mm-hmm. not just seniors. So everything we're talking about, really kind of think about. So we'll be back.
It's for humankind.
Exactly. On Long Island in North Hempstead and everywhere else. And we will be right back.